the Jell-O family presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family with its three famous desserts. Jell-O in those six delicious flavors, regular Jell-O puddings with that old-fashioned homemade flavor, and Jell-O tapioca puddings. A miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now for the Aldrich family. Every typical teenage boy is a little like a mirror. No man can follow Henry Aldrich very long, for instance, without seeing a reflection of the boy he used to be. The scene opens in the cafeteria at Central High School. It is right after school.
Gee, Homer, do I feel great. I haven't had a soda in 2 whole weeks.
You're sure making up for it now.
Boy, when I think of it. Giving up ice cream just so I wouldn't catch cold in my vocal cords. Boy, what a waste of time.
Me, 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 me.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Only speaking of vocal cords, I'm just keeping mine limbered up.
Homer, are you sure you don't want a soda?
No, thanks. I'm not taking any chances with my voice. Me, 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 me.
Boy, am I glad I'm not in the cast. Once the rehearsals for that operetta start, you'll be tied down every darn afternoon, you poor kid.
I don't mind.
While I'll be as free as a bird, I can go skating, I can go on hikes, and gee, I can do all kinds of things.
All by yourself, Hen?
There's Willie, isn't there?
Willie? He's in the chorus with me.
He is? Along with Toby and Charlie?
Sure. Me, 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 me.
Homer.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm kind of bored sitting here. Look, what do you say we go upstairs and just have a look at the bulletin board?
I thought you said you were positive your name wouldn't be there.
Sure, I'm positive. It just couldn't be there.
Me, 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 me.
Homer, are you sure you didn't see my name anywhere on the list?
And I told you, all I saw was my own name.
Gee, that's a relief. I don't know why I ever tried out for the darn thing in the first place.
Me, 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 me.
And besides, Homer, besides, do you really think Gilbert and Sullivan is any good anymore?
Sure, don't you?
Especially the Mikado. Gee, the way they'll have to make you up, nobody will ever recognize you. Not even your own family.
Me, 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 me.
Homer, I don't like to be rude, but if all you're going to say from now on is me, 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 frankly, the conversation's bound to get a little dull.
Henry! Henry!
Gee, it's Geraldine Love. I wonder if she's in the cast.
Forget it, Homer. There are other people interested in other things other than operettas.
My goodness, Henry, congratulations!
You mean me, don't you, Geraldine?
No, Henry!
Why? Because I drank 4 chocolate sundaes in a row?
Henry, I saw your name, you modest thing, you.
Who, me?
You saw his name where?
On the bulletin board, my goodness!
What? But I didn't make the operetta. It's impossible.
You certainly did. Your name's up there as large as life.
What?
Sure.
Well, there must be some mistake, Geraldine. You must have seen Hank Allardyce's name.
Henry, where are you going?
No place exactly. I just thought I'd casually go up and see who is, well, whose name is like mine.
Mr. Cooper.
Mildred, how on earth did his name ever get on that list?
I'm almost positive you dictated it to me.
Why would I do a thing like that? Henry Aldrich in the leading role of the Mikado?
I know.
Mildred, you'll just have to hunt him up immediately and tell him the whole thing was a mistake.
You mean I have to tell him?
Mr. Cooper, may I have a word with you, please?
Oh, certainly, Mr. Bradley. On your way, Mildred.
But Mr. Cooper... Cooper.
Mildred?
Now, Mr. Cooper, my calendar tells me we're nearing operetta time again.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Now, there's nothing that makes me happier, Mr. Cooper, than to see you put on your little show once a year.
Thank you, sir.
And when the time comes, I'll buy my ticket and I'll attend the performance as a total stranger, I hope.
That's fine, Mr. Bradley.
I mean by that, Mr. Cooper, I'd appreciate it if I could be completely excluded from all plans and preparations.
Oh, certainly, sir.
And I trust you'll keep the auditorium doors tightly closed during rehearsals?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, tightly.
Yes. You'll also do everything in your power to see that the entire school isn't disrupted by your little show.
I give you my word, Mr. Bradley, nothing will go wrong this year.
And let's not borrow quite so much furniture this time.
Sir?
We were still returning last year's in June.
Excuse me, Mr. Cooper. Henry Aldrich is
here. Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Henry.
And how are you feeling, Mr. Bradley?
Just fine, Henry. How are you?
Me? Boy, I'm on top of the world.
Henry, if you'll step back into the hall, Mildred has something to say to you.
She wants to give me my part?
She'll tell you about it.
Okay. And thank you for everything, sir.
Mr. Cooper, don't you think it would be more official if you told him?
Mildred, it was your mistake.
Operetta trouble, Mr. Cooper, so soon?
It's nothing for you to worry about, Mr. Bradley, I assure you. Goodbye, Mildred.
Oh, dear.
Mildred, did you hear the good news? About me, I mean.
Listen, Henry.
Boy, this is the first decent break I've had since The Princess and the Woodcutter.
Henry, there's something I have to tell you.
It was in kindergarten, see, and I could swing an axe as well as the next fella. But the whole trouble was my hair.
Henry!
A little kid with curly hair got the part. But I didn't mind. Gee, my life was just starting.
Henry, please listen to me.
What's the matter, Mildred? Didn't you get a part in the operetta? Because if you didn't, I'd be glad to ask Mr. Cooper to give you another chance.
Henry, you're only making things worse.
What's going on here?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Bradley. I was just telling Mildred...
I can't do it, that's all.
Henry, what have you said to Mildred to upset her like that?
Why, nothing.
What did you say to her?
Well, gee, all we were talking about was the operetta, Mr. Bradley.
Operetta? So it's starting to upset the entire school already.
Mr. Bradley, I hope you don't feel that getting the leading part has gone to my head.
What's that? The leading part? You?
You mean you're bowled over, too?
I'm very glad you phoned, Mr. Cooper.
I was considering writing him a letter, Mrs. Aldrich, but then it occurred to me that his mother might be the best one to tell him.
No, I'm sure I won't have any difficulty, Mr. Cooper.
I can't tell you how sorry I am the whole thing happened.
Oh, well, I'm sure Henry doesn't really believe he's playing the lead in your operetta.
He doesn't?
There's one thing about us Aldriches we know our failings.
Yes, but...
And just between you and me, Mr. Cooper, Henry can't sing a note.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Mrs. Aldrich. It's just that he can't sing them in the right order.
I think I hear him coming in now.
Well, good luck, Mrs. Aldrich.
Oh, I'm sure I won't have any trouble. Goodbye.
Minstrel, I a thing of shreds and hatches, a ballad song said, hello, Mother.
Hello, Henry.
Three guesses what I'm singing.
Yes, dear.
And guess what else? I'm to play the lead in the operetta.
Yes, dear. Sit down.
Sit down? Gee, I can't take time to sit down for the next month. I've got to get started on my homework.
Your homework?
Sure, and get some decent marks so I don't get thrown out of the cast.
Henry, you can sit down for a minute. You and I have to have a little talk.
We do? Okay.
And now then.
Me.
Dear, do you think that's nice?
Oh, you go ahead and talk, Mother. I'll just be rehearsing in between. Me.
Henry.
Yes, Father? What, Father?
Yeah, that is, your mother wanted me to explain something to you, so, did you enjoy your dinner, son?
I'll say. Boy, who wouldn't enjoy a dinner like that?
Yes.
Why do you suppose Mother had all my favorite things tonight? Even strawberry shortcake a la mode.
Oh, that's because, we're all extremely fond of you, son.
You are?
Extremely.
Gee, thanks.
And, sit down, Henry.
Sure. And anyway, I think I know.
Know what?
Why everybody in the family's suddenly being so nice to me.
Because for the first time in my natural life, you can be proud of me.
Henry, some people might be proud because their children can play a leading role in an operetta, but personally, you know how I judge my children?
How, Father?
By the way they can take a disappointment.
Well, boy, I've certainly taken plenty of them in my time, haven't
you? Well, now...
And you know, Father, when I used to come home from school year after year, and you'd say, did you make the football team? Or are you in the orchestra? And I'd say no.
Henry.
And you used to say to me, gee whiz, Henry, why let them get you down? So you didn't make it this year. Okay, keep trying. You'll make it next year.
Henry.
Well, now I'll let you in on a secret, Father. Frankly, I always thought you were kind of talking through your hat.
Oh, you did?
But now, boy, now I realize that's all a person has to do. Just keep trying, and sooner or later you're bound to get a break.
That's true, but on the other hand...
And gee, Father, as long as I live, I'll never forget that lesson you taught me.
Yes. Would you excuse me a minute? Alice!
Father, what is it you wanted to tell me?
Alice, where are you?
Out here in the hall. Did you tell him, Sam?
Well, we've been discussing it.
You mean you haven't told him?
Alice, it isn't just the fact that he thinks he's playing the lead, it's...
It's what, Sam?
Look, why can't we phone the school and have someone there tell him?
Dear, I thought you were impatient with me because I was afraid to tell him.
Alice, I don't think you realize how important this is to the boy.
Hey, Henry. Hello, everybody. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, what's wonderful, Homer?
Gee, the way Henry's overcome all his handicaps and landed on top of the pile.
What's that?
Hey, Hen, are you in the living room?
Sam, what does he mean by Henry's handicap?
Hen?
Hi, Homer. You're just in time.
I am? For what?
I'm just going to do a little rehearsing. You can tell me if I hit a bum note here and there.
You? A bum nose?
I hit them, Homer. I hit them.
Oh, go on. You're just being modest. Didn't Mr. Cooper pick you for the lead out of the whole school?
Yeah, and the more I think about it, the more I'm more surprised than anybody.
Come on, you want me to play the piano for you?
Sure, here's the music.
Okay. Let her rip. Now, Henry.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la.
What happened to the tra-la?
Yeah. You must have hit a wrong note.
Oh, I guess so. Well, let's start again.
The flowers that bloom in the spring. Yes, Father?
Could you come into the dining room for a moment?
Sure. Homer, you be practicing that part meanwhile. What is it, Father?
Henry, I've just been having a discussion about something with your mother, and I wanted your opinion.
Sure. Is it regarding music?
Well, not exactly. In a few weeks, Henry, I'm making a trip to Washington on business, and your mother and I wondered if you wouldn't like to go along.
To Washington? No.
Yes.
Gee, there's nothing in this world I'd rather do. Boy!
Of course, it would mean resigning from the operetta, but after all, a trip to Washington...
Father, when would you be going?
When is the operetta?
The week of the 27th.
That's when we're going.
And you mean I'd have to give up my part?
I'm afraid so.
But, Father, what would Mr. Cooper say? Everybody'd think I was walking out on them.
Henry, I'm sure you could explain it to them.
I couldn't explain it to Geraldine very well. She's playing opposite me.
Well, yes,
she might even take it personally.
But, Henry, you've never been to Washington, D.C. It's the capital of your country.
Sure, Father. And I appreciate your offering me the trip.
But, Henry...
But duty comes first. Come on, Homer. Let's get back to work.
Okay, and I think I know where I was making my mistake. Let's go.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, breathe promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, tra-la. Hey, Homer...
Yeah?
You got a little closer that time, but you're still kind of flat.
I'm sorry, Hen.
Well, that's okay. Some people just don't have any ears for music. It isn't their fault.
Gee, I could have sworn I was sticking to the music.
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Dear, have you looked at it this way?
Looked at what?
There really isn't any money in singing.
There isn't?
I'm afraid not, dear. You see, organizations that hire singers usually can't afford to pay very much.
Well, I know,
For instance, you take our church group. While we'd love to be able to afford a singer, our budget just won't permit it.
Gee whiz, Mother, if that's all you're worried about, I'd be glad to sing at your church. And I wouldn't think of charging.
Oh, dear. Sam!
Henry isn't the only one who's anxious to sing. Here are a few notes from Meredith Wilson and his talking people.
Intermission, intermission. Jell-O is the grandest dessert in the world. And now back to the Aldrich.
Hey, wait just a minute here.
How can you interrupt the Aldrich family in such a crucial situation?
Well, you can always interrupt with anything as tempting as Jell-O's six delicious flavors. Starting with strawberry,
raspberry, cherry,
orange, lemon, lime.
And every one of those rich, fruit-like flavors reminds you of the real ripe fruit itself. Flavor that's locked right into Jell-O, locked in so that it can't possibly get out until your first delectable spoonful.
That's fine. Intermission over. Curtain going up.
Hey, hold it there. Intermission is not over. I haven't even begun to tell the people half of the wonderful things about Jell-O. All the variety of salads and desserts that you can make so easily with any one of Jell-O's six delicious flavors. Take, for instance, strawberry.
Raspberry.
Cherry. Orange. Lemon. Lime.
Okay, kids, you win.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now, back to the Aldrich family.
Yes, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Due to a mistake, Henry has gotten the impression that he has to play the lead in the school's production of The Mikado. The task of informing Henry of the error has been passed from one to the other, with the result that no one has told him. The scene opens in Geraldine Love's house. It is the next day.
But, Mother, he's so unreasonable about the whole thing.
Who's unreasonable, Geraldine?
Charlie Clark, Mother. Haven't you been listening?
Well, yes,
just
but
because
I...
he didn't get the leading part in the operetta, and Henry Aldrich did. He says he has a far better voice, and all Henry got the part on was his good looks.
He got it on what?
His good looks, Mother, his good looks. Haven't you noticed Henry in the right light recently?
No, I can't say I have.
Well, anyhow, Charlie Clark's so mad he says he's through with the Dramatic Society, the Debating Society, and the Promotion of International Goodwill Society. In fact, he says he's going to leave school.
Who is?
Charlie Clark, Mother. My goodness, haven't you been listening?
Come right in, please.
Thank you. Gee, Professor Everett, I guess you hardly remember me, huh?
Henry Aldrich, you said?
Yes, sir. I used to take piano lessons from you.
You did?
Sure, for 2 years. And then you had to go away on a long vacation.
Yes, I remember now. I'll never forget it. Well, how nice of you to drop in, Henry.
Thank you.
A social call, I hope?
Not exactly. You see, up until recently, I didn't have any voice to speak of. But all of a sudden, it seems to have turned into something.
Is that so?
And while I'm not sure I ought to take on more studies, I'd just be interested in learning what you charge.
For singing lessons?
Yes, sir. And since my folks have poured so much money into you in the past, well, I thought I'd try to swing this myself.
I see. Well, suppose you sing something for me.
Sure. Do you happen to be familiar enough with Tit Willow to accompany me?
I'll do my best.
Okay. Me, 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 me. On a tree by a river, a little tomtit sang, Willow, tit willow, tit willow. And I said to him, Dicky Bird, why do you sit singing willow, tit willow, tit willow? Is it weakness of it? Huh?
That's fine, Henry.
But I learned all three verses.
Yes, but frankly, Henry, I'm inclined to agree with you.
About my voice?
No. you really shouldn't take on any more studies. Will the orchestra please come to order? Thank you. Toby Smith, did you hit George over the head with your violin?
No, sir, he just stood up.
Order, order, order. Now I just want to say one thing. We start rehearsals with the cast in 2 more days, and they're going to need some recognizable music. So let's go through A Wandering Minstrel once again. And please don't play anything you haven't got. There's enough missing already. A 1, 2, 3. Mr. Bradley, you mean the auditorium doors weren't closed?
They were, Mr. Cooper, but may I have a word with you out here in the hall?
Why, certainly, certainly, Mr. Bradley, certainly. Will the orchestra please stay put?
After you, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, no, 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 sir. After you, Mr. Bradley, sir.
First of all, I've just had a very interesting telephone conversation with Mrs. Aldridge.
Henry's mother?
Yes. It seems that Henry still thinks he's going to play the lead in your operetta.
Oh, no, Mr. Bradley. I phoned his mother yesterday myself. She told him.
But the fact remains, she hasn't told him, nor has anyone else told him.
Why not?
She says that isn't the question. She wants to know why you allowed Henry to believe he was playing the lead in the first place.
Oh, may I explain that?
When I have finished. I have here a petition signed by some 30 students headed by the name of Charlie Clark, stating that unless Charlie is given the leading role, they will drop out of all school activities, including the drive to raise funds for new trays in the cafeteria.
Now, Mr. Bradley, may I explain?
When I have finished. I also have a letter here from the mother of a student named Mildred Carter. You know her, of course.
She's the girl who posted Henry's name on the bulletin board.
The child is in bed as the result of a nervous collapse.
Well, I...
Once more, Mr. Cooper, you are putting on an operetta. And once more, the operetta is upsetting the entire school.
Very well, Mr. Bradley. I'll tell Henry myself that he is not playing the lead in the Mikado.
About that, Mr. Cooper, I have here a report from no less than 6 of Henry's teachers who say that overnight he's showing more industry and application than anyone else in his classes.
Who, Henry Aldridge?
The boy has apparently taken a new lease on life.
Why, that's astounding.
And in view of the fact that scholastic standing is always of prime importance...
Yes, sir.
How can you now take Henry Aldridge out of the leading part in your operetta?
But, Mr. Bradley, what am I going to do?
The question is, Mr. Cooper, what am I going to do now that your little operetta has turned the entire school upside down?
Sam, I don't see how you can possibly go through with it.
Alice, I've just attended a 2-hour meeting of the entire high school faculty.
The entire faculty?
And this is what was decided. And there is nothing to do now but let Henry know.
I wouldn't have the courage.
Courage or not, it's my fault things have gone as far as they have.
Henry!
Yes, Father?
Will you step into the living room, please?
Sam, I've known people who were scarred for life because of a thing like this.
Were you calling I, Father?
Yes, Henry.
Alice, I think you'd better leave.
I think so, too. Henry, I'll be out in the kitchen making you a chocolate cake.
Father, is there something wrong with Mother?
No, Henry. Just sit down.
Okay.
Henry, can you take some bad news?
Yes, sir.
It's about the operetta.
You mean because you're going to Washington, you won't be able to hear me sing?
Henry, I'm going to let you have it straight from the shoulder.
Wrong with the curtain.
Oh, you Oh, Ducky.
Hi, Geraldine. It's over.
Oh, Henry, you were wonderful. Simply
perfectly wonderful.
Gee whiz, Geraldine, you were pretty swell yourself.
Was I? Was I really?
Was that a swell show?
Thanks, Homer. And gee, you were swell, too.
Gee whiz, look who's coming backstage.
Henry! Come on, Alice.
Henry, we just heard someone say this was the best operetta the school has ever put on.
You did, Mother? And gee, it wasn't that good.
It certainly was, son, and we're proud of it.
Well, thanks. Oh, and listen, I have a couple of things to take care of. I'll be right back.
Alice, let's work our way over there where it's quiet.
Doesn't Henry look cute? Look at the way he's rushing around.
I never thought of it in my whole life.
Alice, when you get down to it, isn't youth amazing?
It certainly is.
And to think I dreaded telling Henry that instead of playing the lead, he was to be head stage manager.
The best stage manager Central High ever had.
Yeah, nobody but a boy could take it on the chin like that and bounce right back again.
I'm all ready, Father.
Henry, what are you doing with that suitcase?
Gee whiz, I'm all packed. What time does our train leave?
What train?
For Washington, for Washington.
What?
Sure, Father, isn't this the night you said you were taking me?
Alice.
Sam.
Henry, your mother has something to tell you.
Sam, Aldrich, you come back here.
Boy, Geraldine, you were swell in tonight's operetta.
Oh, thanks, Henry. You were a wonderful business manager, too.
Gee, thanks. You know, you could make singing your whole future career.
Oh, no. I've got another career all picked out.
You have?
My goodness, yes. I want to marry a famous businessman.
Don't you mean a business manager?
Well, speaking of careers, what a famous one Jell-O has made for itself as America's favorite gelatin dessert. Yes, Jell-O. The luscious, shimmering dessert that comes in six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. All six rich with that famous locked-in goodness. Tomorrow, try Jell-O peach and banana mold. Just prepare one package of lime Jell-O as usual. Then pour your Jell-O over one half cup of drained canned sliced cling peaches arranged in a mold. Add one sliced banana and chill until firm. It's a quick and easy dessert to make, and it's so gay to look at, so tempting to eat. Stock up on Jell-O for the weekend. Look for those big red letters on the box. Those big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. If you have a heart, listen. Last year, one person died every minute from heart disease. Let's do something about it. Send a donation to your local Heart Association campaign or to the American Heart Association, Box 500, New York City. Money can help the fight against heart disease. So open your heart and give. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Patricia Jowdry and Del Dinsdale with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, The Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
Big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now stay tuned for the Burns and Allen Show, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.